But first, we want to turn to Father James Martin, a Jesuit priest and associate editor of America Magazine, who's finishing up a book about humor and the spiritual life called Excessive Levity. Father Martin believes that there actually may be a levity deficit in religious life. He joins us from recording studios at Carnegie Hall in New York. Father James, thanks very much for being with us again.
My pleasure.
And how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice.
I knew I couldn't throw you.
someone actually asked me that on the street corner a few years ago, and I used that line, and they looked a little dumbfounded. I don't think they knew the joke.
You wrote an essay on this topic recently, which attempts to ask really an age-old question, which is, did Jesus laugh?
Well, yeah, and I think we are so used to thinking about the passion and Jesus' suffering that we forget that he must have laughed. And, you know, he was someone who told clever stories and parables, and so it would be very unusual if he didn't laugh. And also, there still are some traces in the Gospels of his sense of humor, I think.
Can you give us a for instance?
Well, sure. There's a wonderful story in one of the Gospels that talks about Nathanael. And Nathanael is sitting under a tree, and someone says, "There is the Messiah. He is from Nazareth." And Nathanael says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Which is a bit of a diss on, you know, Jesus' hometown. And, you know, rather than castigating him, Jesus says, "Now there's a guy, you know, without deceit. There's someone I can trust." And he welcomes him into his band of disciples. So I think it's an indication that Jesus not only was humorous, but appreciated someone else with a sense of humor.
So I was not familiar with that. That Nazareth remark is very much like a Cleveland joke, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, can anything good come from Cleveland? Nothing against Cleveland.
Why do you believe that humor has to be an important component of spiritual life?
I think because it's an important component of being a healthy human being and having a healthy emotional life. I think we tend to take ourselves too seriously in the religious world. There's the expression, the frozen chosen. There's also the expression, if you're deadly serious about religion, you're probably seriously dead. I think it really leads ultimately to humility, to a sense of the absurdity of the human condition, of the silliness sometimes of what we do. And, you know, especially for religious leaders, you know, who tend to get puffed up, I think humor can serve to bring them back down to earth.
I want to draw you out on something more serious that I read about in your magazine recently, where you like the New Yorker magazine, like specifically a lot of the humor in the New Yorker magazine, but not just in the New Yorker. You notice some instances in popular intelligentsia culture, if I might refer to it that way, that that has, to your mind, some stains of anti-Catholicism.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to keep it seriously. It's not as grave as anti-Semitism or racism or homophobia, but, you know, there are traces of anti-Catholicism in our in the United States, and it pops up from time to time. There was a piece in The New Yorker by Paul Rudnick, a writer who I really like, who was writing about his experience writing the movie Sister Act. And it was really over the top. I mean, the kind of things that he said about sisters, he compared one of them to a monkey. And it's just, I found it pretty anti-Catholic. And I think the kinds of things he was saying about sisters would never be tolerated for any other religious organization or any other group.
Now, you know, people will overhear a conversation and say, well, that's just what the church gets when local dioceses have to bankrupt themselves to pay off some of these suits. They've got to expect some anti-clerical humor.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that makes a lot of sense because you're basically stereotyping a whole group. I mean, it would be like saying, you know, just because there are sexual abuse scandals that you should make fun of nuns and call them monkeys. I mean, they had nothing to do with the sexual abuse scandals. And I think what happens is that we're so used to anti-Catholicism in the United States, mm-hmm. because we're in a largely Protestant culture, that it really gets a pass from some people who, you know, once again, were it sort of directed to any other group, would be up in arms.
Mm-hmm. Father James Martin, associate editor of America Magazine and author of several books, including My Life with the Saints. Always nice to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.